Raptors with a massive win last night. I mean, they really just laid a beating on Milwaukee. As the game went on, they got better and better, and Milwaukee started to fade. And it felt like a very electric building last night. A man that was in the house joins us now. Here's our buddy Rod Black. You've been in that building for a lot of big games, Leaf games, Raptor games, otherwise. How would you compare the electricity in the building last night to other experiences in the past?
Yeah, it was crazy. The only thing I guess I would compare it to, guys, is, you know, the night of the Kawhi shot. And, you know, how loud and crazy it was. But last night, you know, the Kawhi game, I guess we can refer to it as that. That game, you know, the crowd built. I just thought the energy in the building was from the beginning, maybe even an hour beforehand. And I think maybe that late start had a few people a little more lubricated than usual. It was just like, it was insane. That Let's Go Raptors chant was haunting before tip-off.
Rod, what do you make of all, before we get to the actual game itself, what do you make of the Drake stuff? I mean, giving the coach a little shoulder rub, he's just constantly screaming. I know he's a extremely famous person, but what do you make of the whole deal? I know you're probably friends with the guy. You see him a lot, but what do you think of it?
Well, you know, again, I think when it first all started, and I remember, and I thought, you know, you got to be really careful. I've seen the Gong Show in New York City with Spike Lee, right? And, and again, you guys have seen it in other sports, and you got to be really careful with that stuff. Now, having said that, you know, I think there's good and bad to it. I mean, Drake has done an enormous amount with recognition and awareness of the Raptors, I guess, around North America. I don't think it goes over too well in Milwaukee right now. But he does. He has a tendency to get a little too fired up on the sideline. And, you know, I'm just wondering if it was you or me or anybody else who was jumping around like that. I'm sure a referee would say, hey, buddy, sit down. And he gets
close. Or get out.
Yeah. He gets close to the action, that's for sure. I thought it was kind of comical with the Nick Nurse thing last night. But again, Dwayne Casey kind of used to tolerate him. You remember, have his arms folded and then look over at him and, you know, give him the nod. It's probably at its tipping point, I would say, right now, guys. And, you know, remember last year, when the same thing was happening, and then Drake had to, you know, kind of put a seatbelt on and buckle up a little bit. But the guy, I'll tell you what, one thing, it's undeniable. I mean, he loved this team and he loved this city. So I guess you have to take the good with the bad. But I thought it was a little over the top last night.
With Rod Black coming off the Raptors' big win last night, game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Giannis, I get the impression, like the Greek freak, he is really in the spotlight down in Milwaukee because he has had basically a flawless season. It's been perfect. He's been crowned. All of a sudden, he's the next coming of LeBron and Kobe, etc. And he hasn't really faced any adversity because Milwaukee has played so well all year, and they swept the first round. They took down Boston in 5. Now, all of a sudden, they're up against a formidable foe who are attacking him constantly. I think the Raptors' defensive prowess when it comes to Giannis and what he's trying to do has really been a turning point over the past couple of games. He's, you know, airballing free throws, airballing open three-pointers. His agent is popping off on Twitter about Drake. I don't think it's a good look for Giannis. And quite frankly, if I'm the Raptors, I wouldn't say this publicly, but I'd be feeling pretty good that this guy, you know, maybe is getting inside his own head.
Yeah, I think they've rattled his cage, and I think that was the MO after game 2 in particular. And I think we talked about it, you guys, you know, like, why is nobody knocking anybody down when they come through the paint? I'm sure you know, the Raptors and viewers and listeners were having, you know, flashbacks to game 2 last night early on when Giannis was, you know, Euro stepping around players and getting to the rim. But it was interesting. That start last night, you're going, oh, wow. And then Nick Nurse takes a really good timeout. Kyle goes off. And, you know, he never was around the rim for the rest of the night. They got physical. They walled up. And you're right. And I think, you know, it goes back to what we, again, talked about earlier in the series is, you know, hey, those two guys beside you, they know what it's like to be in a pressure cooker. And if you've never had experience or if you've had experience, and I guess, I would say, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. And even if it's sports or theater or life or business, if you've never been there before, it is a different horizon. And I do believe that Giannis Antetokounmpo has not been there before at this time. And the pressure and the body parts start to shrink a little bit. And you start to think a little more. And I do believe one of the best moves for the Raptors in this series was to send that video of Giannis after game one and two, where the Raptors were, you know, again, accusing him of traveling a lot, which, you know, again, a lot of NBA players do, but he does. You can see it. And I think that's also in his head, and I think he's a little hesitant now when he gets the ball. So all of those things combined, plus the no experience, plus the fact that, let's face it, you know, you look at the numbers. Giannis is not a great free-throw shooter in the first place. Giannis is not a great shooter. Now, to take to the next level that he is going to be in the same, you know, conversation with LeBron and KD, and obviously he is with the MVP season, but you've got to knock those shots down. I mean, you've got to hit those shots. And, you know, I think he was 2-for-7 from the line in the previous game. So, you know, I think he's feeling it. I think you're right. I think if I was the Raptors, I'd just let him be right now and keep that cage rattled.
Roddy, I try to explain to Brian the intense pressure of being a pro athlete in those critical situations, but unless you've been there, you just can never understand it.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
Rod, you and I are supposed to stick together, man. I can see Leo and Sam, like, they're talking about their playing days.
Hey, listen, guys, when I was on the, I was once my biggest claim to fame, and I felt the pressure, man. I was in a spelling bee in grade 8, and this kid next to me was killing it. But, you know, I buckled down. I used some heavy breathing, and eventually I was able to come through. But, hey, until you've been – this is the old saying, experience is something you get only when you get it. And I don't know. I mean, it just seems that Giannis is feeling it right now.
As for the bench players that showed up for the Raptors last night, Van Fleet, Powell, Ibaka, who do you think is more likely to have that similar impact on the road tomorrow night?
Probably none of the above. It's been such a crazy series. It's been like one of those tennis matches you watch when, you know, teams hold serve and they go back and forth, and there's been more twists and turns and ups and downs, and it's a teeter-totter series. And you've talked to experts all day. You guys watch it. You see what you see. Everybody sees what they see. I go to the building every night. I ask my analysts, again, people who, you know, have played at the highest level. I say, well, what do you think? And they have no idea. And it's just that I think it has a lot to do with the three ball and the way it works, and defense the way it works. But I would say Norm Powell's feeling it right now. Remember, Norm Powell was a former Milwaukee Buck. And the insertion of him 2 years ago in Game 4 was a brilliant move by Dwayne Casey. There was no doubt. And he sees the Bucks uniform, and he lights up. And you know, one of the things, there's a couple of good numbers, and he's 9-0 now when he scores more than 15 points. 9-0, that's crazy. Serge Ibaka, double figures, 8-0. But I think one of the biggest things is last night, you guys, again, probably saw it. Kawhi Leonard didn't have his 30-point game, but Kawhi Leonard's impact on that game was enormous because he was moving the basketball.
Right.
And when he scores under 20 points, I think this is an unbelievable number. The Raptors, when he scores under 20 points, the Raptors are 10-1, and their only loss came back in January against Milwaukee. So, you know, I think they're a better ball team moving the basketball when he doesn't have to get his 35-40. But hey, make no mistake, you know, those big baskets in Kawhi time, you know, that Kawhi time that we watch, they are enormous.
Enjoy your time in Milwaukee tomorrow night, buddy. And we'll do this again soon. We always appreciate you finding time for us.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Survive
yeah.
in Milwaukee. Get yeah, through yeah, Milwaukee yeah. and come home.
Great said by a moron.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rod.
Bye-bye.
Rod Blackerber. Good buddy.